This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour with opportunities to grow their career and their paycheck. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Sabres Live is presented by Seneca Resorts and Casinos. Nothing else comes close.
And he won a draw there that sets up Rasmus Dahlin after a couple of passes to blast one home to make it 1-0. Sabres get it ahead. Here's Costa-Hellenius with Mertka. Takes the pass. Scores! Hellenius to Mertka.
Josh Norris won this back clean. Tage Thompson gets it. Takes the quick shot.
Here's some nice puck movement. And Norris... if his feet weren't so big. And a feed from Alex Tuck. Sabres with a chance now. Norris has an empty net. And he does not make it. 5-2. Buffalo with 12.5 seconds to go on the Norris empty netter.
Another home preseason win for the Sabres on Saturday. Final home preseason game here at KeyBank Center tomorrow, and you'll see it on MSG, beginning with pregame coverage at 6:30. Ryan Johnson is with us to kick off a brand new week here on Sabres Live. Ryan, how you doing? It's been, I would say, a good camp for you so far.
Yeah, it's been really fun. Doing well. Thanks for having me on, and excited to still be here.
Any advice for us? It's our first broadcast of the season, and you know, like, you've had your first preseason
tomorrow
game.
Tomorrow night.
Yes. Yeah, but you've had your first preseason game, so you know, like, it's always about, oh, what do I do at this time? So what would you say your best advice for us to have our first broadcast of the year tomorrow night, you know, coming from you?
You guys are veterans. You guys got experience. Stop worrying about it. You got it. I'm the newer guy.
Just for the record, I have not been worrying about this, but Marty's obviously trying to get us fired up.
I always feel like, okay, what do I do? How do I take my notes? What website do I have open? Like,
well,
what information do I need to be able to paint the picture? Like, I feel pressure.
Been an evolution in websites and statistical information at our fingertips. What has been the evolution for you now that it's third-year pro and also three-year contract in hand?
Yeah, so, man, first year was really fun. It was good, kind of like this sort of preseason where I was playing games and had a lot of good opportunities, and then got sent to Rochester. Then, obviously, Sammy got hurt, got called up for 40 games and played half the year with Buffalo, which was a great first year. And then... yeah, and then went back to Rochester for the rest of playoffs and the rest of the season. And then being back last year was the quicker camp with going to Europe. And I got hurt, too. First preseason game, blocked a shot. Got one of those bullseye shots to the ankle that I couldn't put my foot in my skate. And, yeah, so that kept me out until the start of regular season for AHL. So being back here for the third year, it's been really nice to feel like you have – the opportunity again, where last year felt very short with the going to Europe and stuff, and also being hurt. So, yeah, thankful to be back here and excited for, yeah, just obviously still in training camp, still a few more games to play.
And a lot of injuries on the blue line, unfortunately, right now. Bo Byram's day-to-day. Samuelson's week-to-week. Owen Power didn't skate today. He's day-to-day. I mean, how do you just navigate the the realities of camp and competition.
Yeah, exactly. It's cool because it gives us guys more of an opportunity and look. So just making the most of it and knowing that you have to step in and play some bigger minutes, and it'll be a good test because you'll be able to see, you know, can you play against, you know, now as you get closer to the season, the rosters are getting more refined and mm-hmm. there's more, it'll be more NHL guys in the roster.
So as you get older, your body matures, like guys get a little bit stronger, a little thicker.
You're very mature.
I'm very mature. I'm still young. Give me another 5 years, Duffer. I'll fill this, you know, quarter zip really good. But also, you talk about blocking a shot yesterday. Yeah. I feel like year after year, guys know, you know, they get a little bigger in the equipment. They add a few pieces of protection here. Mm-hmm. Have you made some adjustment because of the block shots and because of some of the maybe bruises and bumps that you've gotten over the last couple of years?
Yeah, that's smart. I have not made any adjustments myself. The equipment guys have made adjustments for me. Yeah. So they've put the shot blockers on my skates, the ones that you can glue on.
Yep.
But thinking about getting a visor that goes a little further down, just hear guys talk about things that they're doing. There's the cut resistant stuff, which is not very comfy.
It is getting better.
Okay. Yeah. But it's just that it's hot to wear a neck guard that thick, and
yeah,
you'd rather just have a free air to blow on your neck. But yeah, I haven't made a ton of adjustments myself.
Neither did he.
you kidding? I made adjustment
same
on the
skates.
Daily. Yes, but I always would tweak
more than
things.
500 NHL games, and he's at the same skates.
Oh my gosh.
I gotta bring those in one time. And I have my pads from my first NHL win, and if I put them next to some of the stuff UPL's wearing or Lion or Georgiev, you'd be like, seriously, that's what you guys wore? But I didn't make adjustments. It was just to old gear. I always tweaked about
that's cool.
it.
Yeah.
So that was the difference. Yeah. You mentioned the visor. Mm-hmm. So, I mean, we can talk about Kirill Kaprizov. He just signed an 8-year deal, $17 million a year. We'll talk about it later in the show. But he wears his visor way on top. It's almost like he's not wearing any.
Yeah. Yeah.
And you're thinking about going like a little longer.
Yeah.
Is there, you know, somebody that's giving you an advice here and there that you can say, hey, you know what, an older guy told me I should wear it a little lower?
Yeah, I just, you know, just hearing the guys in the locker room talk about it, they're just saying, like, a lot of them are asking for longer visors because the standard one is like this. Mm-hmm. So the other one will cover more of your nose.
Yeah.
And it's always that rare occasion that you never really expect. And so, but those rare occasions can happen. Yeah. So I'm considering it at the end of the day. Like, if it happens, it's happened before and they survived. So,
is it the breathing or the vision the biggest adjustment when you have a shorter or a longer visor?
Probably the vision, yeah, because mine's right on my eye line, so I actually prefer it higher up so I can see more of the ice.
Yeah.
Or maybe if there's one lower, it might help eliminate that issue. But then the day, I do like to just be able to see the puck over.
See, Josh Allen puts a visor. Now everybody wants a longer visor. See, that's what's happening. It's all about Josh. That's the way it goes.
Here's one I've never asked before. Sneakers, sandals, or barefoot?
Oh, barefoot. Easily. And if I had my canes, I'd be wearing them right now. But, I'm going barefoot right now.
First barefoot guest that we've had on the show, to my knowledge. And, of course, you do spend a large majority of the summer in California?
Yep.
Okay.
Exactly.
That all makes sense.
And Minnesota. I know. I didn't want to leave out Minnesota. Yep. But,
remember last year it was Matt Collins with the Bills. He was walking bare feet everywhere. He said it makes him grounded, his connection with planet Earth and everything. Like, I mean, I don't know. Everybody's got their own different ways.
Right.
But we did see you last night, though.
Yeah.
You weren't barefoot last night,
no.
But we were at the Miracle League of Western New York.
So
you and your wife were there.
It was amazing.
It was awesome. It was great to see her and being involved.
Mm.
How do you like doing these type of things? Because that's a unique situation. Mm. You know, we get to play ball with all these kids and older adults, and it was awesome. But how did you like that?
It was so fun. I didn't know that league even existed until I went last night, and just being able to see like all the alumni there was so fun, and meeting the kids and seeing.
Yeah.
There's one kid, Robbie, who's invited me in, and he wanted me to follow him around the bases, and it was so fun just watching them get so excited to to hit, and just us being able to be there with them and celebrate them too was honestly an honor to be
there.
They
look forward to that day, I'll tell you this. Yeah. Like every year, you know, they play, they have different teams in the summer, they play against each other, whatnot,
that's
but
cool.
They look forward to when the firefighter get there, because they bring the trucks and they splash everybody.
That's cool.
Which is awesome.
That's
and so Sabres cool. Night in the Miracle League. So you guys did an awesome job.
Yeah, some great visuals there for those watching on MSG, and obviously you would have seen on Sabres Social and Sabres.com. What do you think it is, Ryan? I know it's never easy to talk about yourself specifically, but what do you think allows you to really connect with people in these moments when you're, you know, at Miracle League, anywhere else in the community?
Yeah, I think for me a big part's like my faith, just being able to share that with others and just love others from that place of knowing how God's loved me and changed my life. I like to just try to be the same that the same way he's treated me. I want to be that to others, and it's so cool seeing even teammates have a tender spot to go out there and just love on these kids who, honestly, it's not, they're actually, I feel like they're doing more for me and for us, just being able to be there and see how just childlike and free they are, even in the midst of their, the hard things in their life, just their, whatever it be, their special needs and stuff. So it's just, so for me, being able to serve is something that, I've learned just from having faith in God.
Did you have any encounter as a kid or as a teenager with athletes that, or, you know, personalities, music or whatnot, that made you realize the impact that they had? I remember taking a picture with Mario Gosselin as a kid. I had two broken arms. I was in two casts, and he looked at me and goes, "Whoa, well, he was a tough guy." Like, I came in with both. You know, but he was a goalie for the Nordiques, and I remember having that conversation. I was maybe 11. So did you have any encounters like that with athletes or personalities that you remember really touching you?
Yeah, I'd say I can't think of any like that. I haven't had really any encounters with anyone myself with athlete. Maybe a couple times going to a baseball game or even actually being in the hockey locker room. Where I knew you kind of look up to these guys, and it's so cool when they take time to spend with you. So I've had a few of those moments, and just for me being with like those kids and seeing them light up when they're like, "Oh my gosh, it's you, Ryan!"
Yeah.
And I'm like, "How do you know? How do you know me?" And it's just so cool being able, and I'd love to just see them over the years too. A couple of them. Where you skate with me at the Saba skate. And I was like, "Well, it's so cool you remember." And I wish I could just remember their name.
Yeah.
But just seeing their, just how it's community, and just, I love how it's repetitive too. I think you need, it's cool we can be that for these people.
Well, that's a really good perspective on it, because the repetition, it leads to the longevity, which speaks to the Sabres connection on the community side. And it's really cool that you acknowledge that. Wishing you good luck tomorrow night in the final home preseason.
Don't forget your skates tomorrow night. Bare feet may not go well.
Ryan Johnson, our guest here on Sabres Live. Of course, the home opener is coming up rather quickly here at KeyBank Center. It is on October 9th, 7 p.m. against the New York Rangers. Of course, the NHL regular season begins a week from today. How could you forget? We got a 5 p.m. start next Tuesday with the Florida Panthers hosting the Blackhawks. But yes, the Sabres home opener against the Rangers October 9th, sabres.com/tickets. And that is what we're looking forward to. Of course, two preseason games this week, including tomorrow here at home, followed by the Friday preseason finale against the Pittsburgh Penguins, who they'll get a double dose of this week. And obviously, we're looking forward to, seeing how this, Marty, almost uncertainty plays out on the blue line based on Byram, Samuelson, Power, and their current injuries. Now, yes, Byram's game.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Come to DSW for the shoes, stay for the fun. Because, let's be honest, if shoe shopping isn't fun, are you even doing it right? So go ahead, try something new. Try something different. Good different. Try something that feels like you. You know, the real you. And then definitely brag about it later. Because at DSW, you've got unlimited freedom to play. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
I need a job with a steady paycheck.
I need a job that offers health care on day one for me and my kids.
I want a job where I can get certified in technical roles, like robotics or software engineering.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour, with opportunities to grow their skills and their paycheck by enrolling in free skills training programs and apprenticeships. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
Get it over at Harbor Center today. Seems close in the sense of a day-to-day situation. Samuelson less so, but described as week-to-week yesterday with an opportunity for perhaps still normal activities next week. And then Power a little bit less clear based on the fact that today was his first day absent from the group. And I know it's not easy. I can assume it's not easy to talk about it at length when you're one of the guys trying to jump in and get ice time. But I thought, as we've known Ryan to be, he's a very thoughtful and articulate person and realistic here with the chances that are ahead.
He did say, like, it's cool to get an opportunity. And sometimes you don't get opportunities and you go home and you're like, man, I wish I just had an opportunity. So now it's unfortunate because it's coming from other guys getting injured. But I like his mindset, just saying, I just wanted an opportunity to be able to show it. And that's what's happening for Radim Mertka. He's getting an opportunity. The biggest challenge right now that I see with Byram, Power, and Samuelson not being part of the main group right now is the fact that it's one defenseman on each pairing that we were, you know, projecting going. So what did we see at practice today? Well, a little bit of Dahlin and Kesselring.
Yeah, saw that yesterday too.
Saw that yesterday. So now you're kind of, you know, everybody gets moved from where they thought they were going to be to a different partner, to a different responsibility, to playing more power play or more penalty kill, because obviously Power and or Byram were going to see some power play time and maybe some other special team time. So it opens the door for Ryan Johnson, and we mentioned Mertka, for Jacob Bryson to get a better look and a better opportunity to showcase what they've gotten. It will be interesting to see what the next couple of preseason games are going to lead because it's going to lead to because of exactly that. Who's going to be playing with which partner?
Right, and the defenseman turned forward back to defenseman right now. Mason Geertsen rounded out a group with Sebi Komarov today, but Dahlin Kesselring, Johnson, and Timmins. I mean, even think of it just from the Timmins standpoint. Like, yes, brought in, kind of a swap out after having Connor Clifton here before, but you start missing guys on every pairing. If you're a newcomer, I would think you start feeling a little bit more on your plate, not that you don't have enough to begin with. And Bryson obviously has been here so long that it's kind of old hat for him to play up and play bigger minutes. But I don't think he was, and again, this is a very small window and you're not projecting to opening night October 9th just yet. But for Bryson to be paired with a big right shot rookie defenseman in Radim Mertka right now, like the, that was not how it was drawn up, obviously.
And the taste of camp, Radim Mertka, like, it's great to see him. He scored against Detroit on Saturday afternoon. He had what we thought was a really good game in Detroit, the preseason game before that, where basically did not give anything on the defensive side. The game is big. He can skate. He's got some edge to his
What'd
game.
What you like about his Saturday goal?
What I liked about his Saturday goal is how he gathered the puck on the right side and he comes in one-on-one with the goalie and the shot fooled the goaltender. Like Sebastian Koso is thinking, you know, there's this right-handed shot and he slipped it right underneath the glove. That's a, you know, when you make a goalie like and Kosa is a really higher end prospect in the Detroit organization. Mm-hmm. He's been around the pro game now for a couple of years. You know, you make that type of goalie guess or look like, oh, I didn't read it right. That's always a good sign for a shooter. And Mertka coming in, knowing exactly what he wanted to do, joining the rush. I absolutely love that. But right now, the way that you're seeing the roster and the depth chart on defense with the injuries, it's like, oh, Mertka could be in your top four, mm-hmm. right? Like, and this is a guy that you drafted in June, and he could be in your top four. So, and you mentioned Bryson at practice today. They were doing some penalty kill work. They were doing some five-on-five work, and then later in the practice, power plays. But Lindy Ruff was, you know, talking to Bryson a few times, and I heard him do, hey, Bryce, good job closing in there. Like, obviously, he's coaching him up mm-hmm. because he knows that there's a chance in 9 days from now that they will need Bryson to be playing a certain role.
So, obviously, with our guest right off the top being Ryan Johnson, heavy emphasis on the defense, which largely has been good as Buffalo's 3-1 in the preseason so far, with two games against Pittsburgh to go, including tomorrow night, which you'll hear on WGR Sports Radio 550 and, of course, catch on MSG. This is our first full production of the year, starting with pregame coverage at 6:30. And then another date with the Penguins on Friday. So, Jiří Kulík returned to practice today.
Yes.
Noah Östlund is out week to week, so unfortunate start for him based on, you know, getting ramped up in the Prospects Challenge and then coming in here, had a goal against Detroit last week, but you know, and he was skating over at Harbor Center, so it's just a you know, a waiting game for him, while the Amerks, of course, opened camp yesterday and have a five-day run that includes a scrimmage later in the week, so before they start the regular season on Friday, a week from this Friday, on the 10th at home.
Yeah, and you mentioned Noah Östlund. It's unfortunate because, you know, we had a chance to visit with Noah in training camp at the start, and, mm-hmm. you know, you saw him through Prospect Challenge, and I felt like he was getting himself going in the right direction. And week to week, I mean, it could be one week, 10 days, or it could be three or four. You never know with those week-to-week situation. It's mostly how the body's going to recover and how you're going to be feeling in a little bit. But we're seeing injuries around the NHL right now. Like, it's everywhere. I know that we're going to focus on the Sabres, especially the blue line and what's happening. But it is everywhere right now. You know, JT Miller in New York has a lower body. Zuccarello is going to be out 7 to 8 weeks with a lower body injury. Dylan Sandberg has a broken wrist in Winnipeg. Connor Hellebuck left practice yesterday. He did practice today. You've got injuries everywhere. Everybody's dealing with that right now.
Hoglander's 8 to 10 weeks
yeah.
in Vancouver. Vasilevsky was back on the ice yesterday, so that was skating, and that was an encouraging sign for the Lightning. Rutger McGroarty, I mean, we talk about Pittsburgh for the next two games here. I mean, for all the turnover that they have had and whatever it is specifically that they're embarking upon, which fairly comes with that question right now because you're still employing Crosby, Malkin, Letang, right?
Yes.
And it's the constant, well, like, how much deeper are they going into a rebuild? How much are they maybe changing course to try to give Sid every possible chance to get back in the playoffs this year? Anyway, McGroarty was supposed to be a pretty significant piece of mm-hmm. the youth. He's been out, he remains out indefinitely. So these are the frustrations that come, but
I have a question for you, Duffer.
Yes, sir.
Because we have Pittsburgh coming up tomorrow and Friday, and Barkov is out in Florida, and Montreal is apparently looking for a second line center, and everybody's talking about Sidney Crosby. Where is he going to go? Is he going to finish in Pittsburgh or not? And what's the likelihood of Evgeny Malkin finishing the season in Pittsburgh, you think?
Zero.
I am so on board with you with that. I think there is going to be 10 teams at the very least that will call Pittsburgh and will want to make a trade, not in March or February at the trade deadline.
Mm-hmm.
They may be looking in November and December to add a guy like Evgeny Malkin. I think Malkin is about as gone.
I think he's a deadline-only move.
Maybe.
But Crosby is the bigger story, without question. Has anything changed on how you feel about that? And
no, there's... I just don't.
Because Montreal is the literal perfect scenario for him.
Yeah, or Colorado. I mean, at some point, like, it's a little tighter, obviously, with you know, with their cap situation, and but everybody's been talking about McKinnon and Crosby.
Yeah, I'm not even worried about the cap. I'm just thinking, you know.
Everybody's got money. Everybody can make it.
Well,
money.
No, yeah. I mean, you're trying to get Sid Crosby. Like, you're going
to
make room
for What about
for
Sid
it, right?
To L.A.? I mean, everybody knows it's Anze Kopitar's last season. And, you know, we mentioned Connor McDavid, you know, where that's going to go. And but
well,
Sid could be a guy that is, like, going to say, hey, how about L.A.? And L.A.'s going to be, in my opinion, a team that still has a ton of prospects. They're going to be good. I think there's opportunities. Whatever Sid Crosby wants to do, he can make it happen with Montreal or Colorado or L.A. or Vegas or whatever. I just don't think he leaves Pittsburgh.
Well, we're going to get into the enormous precedent-setting contract of Kirill Kaprizov after the break. It's massive. It's surprising. I mean, after all this time, for a player to take $1 million a year in annual salary, that's pretty interesting. And that's actually true. But it's a bonus-heavy deal.
He's only making $1 million. That's
a bargain. 8 years. Who knew?
Who knew?
The Wild could negotiate him down to this level. But anyway, we'll talk about that and all the other signings that have happened since last Friday, because we are starting to see some dominoes fall and wonder just how much more. But real quick, just on the Sabres before we take the break. With the forwards now.
Yes.
And Jiří back today. He's back where you would expect, with Quinn on one side and Doan on the other. But most importantly, what we saw on Saturday in the matinee win over the Red Wings was the continued use of Thompson with Norris and Benson.
Yes.
And, of course, Tuck returning to action very quickly from a forward standpoint. Your takeaway from Saturday.
My takeaway from Saturday is that I think what Lindy Ruff is building right now is something that I believe would be a very solid top nine, but everybody with a different look. It's not trying to put a line on the ice and everybody can fill the same role. I think that Thompson, Norris, and Benson definitely have to lead the offense. That's their job, and they have to play against potentially the other team's top line and being able to win that battle. But you can always rely on Zucker, McLeod, and Tuck to maybe, at home, have a matchup advantage. Say, you guys are going to go against the Sidney Crosby line, or the Artemi Panarin line, or the Austin Matthews line, or whatever, and freed up Thompson. The wild card, and I have liked that line now for a little bit, and I didn't think it was going to be a line, is Quinn, Doan, and Jiří Kulik. I watched Quinn again at practice today. I'm telling you, Duffer, 30 goals is where I think it's the minimum. He is shooting the puck well. He's handling the puck well. I think he gets 30 this year.
Can we get Marty back on camera before we take the break and just show that he was serious?
I'm dead serious. 30 goals for Jack Quinn this year. Even the power play. Like, he had a couple of one-timers on the power play from the left flank today. I'm looking at Jack Quinn and the confidence and how he is on the ice. I think this will be a great season. And with Jiří and Doan, they remember last year we had so much fun watching Celebrini and Will Smith on the bench laughing and joking. And they were terrible in San Jose, the team. But these two were fun to watch. I look at Kulik and Doan and Quinn, and I see that same, like, fun Utah-y excitement in their game. And I think Jack Quinn, 30-plus goals.
You have no idea how happy that prediction has made me. So, I'm serious. And I'm not saying that you've traditionally been a sit-on-the-fence guy, but this was a bold statement on your part, and I'm here for it. And they're not far removed from college age, these kids that you're speaking of. In fact, if they were going that route, they'd still be playing there. And we are calling on college students right now, because the Sabres are offering a special offer for students on Monday through Wednesday, home games throughout the season. Tickets start at just $20 using a college email address. Visit sabres.com/tickets to get yours today. Kaprizov, Stolarz, McTavish, Fowler, on and on the list goes as far as signings across the league as we get closer to the start of the regular season. Stay with us.
The
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
I need a job with a steady paycheck.
I need a job that offers health care on day one for me and my kids.
I want a job where I can get certified in technical roles, like robotics or software engineering.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour, with opportunities to grow their skills and their paycheck by enrolling in free skills training programs and apprenticeships. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Did you know your credit card points and miles can lose value to inflation? Credit card companies often reduce the redemption value of your points and miles. Now, imagine a credit card with rewards that can grow in value. With the Gemini credit card, you can earn Bitcoin or one of over 50 other cryptos instantly with no annual fee. Every swipe at the store or gas pump earns you instant rewards deposited straight to your account. Plus, sign up now for a $200 Bitcoin bonus to kickstart your rewards. Visit Gemini.com/card today. Check out the link in the description for more information on rates and fees. Again, if you're looking to invest in Bitcoin but don't know where to start, the Gemini credit card makes it easy.
The Gemini credit card is issued by WebBank. In order to qualify for the $200 crypto intro bonus, you must spend $3,000 in your first 90 days. Terms apply. Some exclusions apply to instant rewards in which rewards are deposited when the transaction posts. This content is not investment advice, and trading crypto involves risk. For more details on rates, fees, and other cost information, see rates and fees. The Gemini credit card may not be used to make gambling-related purchases.